Here's your QCCR News Update. I'm Rick Conrad. The Region of Queens has hired a new Chief Administrative Officer. Willa Thorpe will take over as the municipality's top staffer on June 16th. Thorpe is from British Columbia, where she is the Director of Parks, Recreation, and Culture for the City of Port Alberni. She has 10 years of experience in local government. This will be her first job running a municipality. Mayor Scott Christian said he's excited to welcome Thorpe to the region and to the community.
And she demonstrated throughout the recruitment process that she's incredibly skilled when it comes to directing organizations and the people within organizations in meaningful ways, and getting the best out of them. And we know that that's really what we need. We need a leader who's going to get who's going to be able to get the best out of the team and get this organization moving in a new direction and in a better direction, if I could say that. And then the other thing that really set her apart was her value that she placed on being of and in community.
Thorpe told QCCR she's very excited to start the job and move to the region.
I'm really trying to replicate the lifestyle that I've got on the West Coast. And so when I was looking at Queens specifically, waterfront community, noticed that there's lots of local community pride, which is very exciting. And everyone I talked to in community just seemed so ecstatic to be in Nova Scotia and be from Nova Scotia and being from the Queens area, and also love the inclusiveness of Nova Scotia as well. So seems like just a great fit.
Thorpe is originally from Ontario, but has worked and lived in various places in Canada. This will be her first time living on the East Coast. Her wife, Carrie, and their rescue dog, Hershey, will also be making the move with her. They plan to head out in early June in their camper van to drive the Trans-Canada Highway from BC to Nova Scotia.
So I've done portions of it, but I've never done the whole thing in one shot. So excited for at the beginning of June to be doing the entire trek from west to east.
Thorpe said that she and her wife have already been house shopping in the area.
So hoping to set down roots as quickly as we can.
Thorpe has a PhD in industrial organizational psychology, as well as a master's in leadership. She also has a kinesiology and health studies degree, and she's a certified coach. The region has been searching for a new CAO since they fired Cody Jodry in December 2024. Since then, Dan McDougall has been filling in on an interim basis. Thorpe will be the region's sixth permanent CAO since amalgamation 29 years ago. Christian said Thorpe will be making in the range of $170,000 a year. That's your QCCR News Update, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more on this and other stories, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.